And we have a very distinguished panel of expert endocrine surgeons to talk to you today about the workup and management of adrenal incidentaloma. My name is Wen Shen. I am an endocrine surgeon at UCSF, and I'll be moderating. Just a few disclosures from Dr. Lee from the Scientific Advisory Board of Medscape and also Collected Med. So I'm going to be very brief and turn it over to my my panel here, but just wanted to give a little bit of a background. I mean, why are we talking about adrenal incidentaloma? Well, it is an increasingly common clinical finding, and I think no matter what specialty or area, not just of surgery, but really of most of diagnostic medicine nowadays, I always joke that no one gets through our emergency room without some form of abdominal CT scan, and these are increasingly common clinical findings, and I think it does help to have at least a basic understanding of what to do, what to expect, and how to work up and manage patients with this finding. And so what we're going to do today is really go over the entire spectrum of things, which is going with the initial diagnosis and how to do any kind of biochemical evaluation, and then getting into some of the more fun surgical things, the management, both operative and non-operative, of the condition. And then I thought it would be very important, I think, as we become more aware and I think more conscious of some of the impacts, both on a public health and a cost perspective, of what we do as surgeons and clinicians, I thought it would be very important to bring in someone to talk about some of the public health and cost implications of this new clinical entity. I was actually going to lay down a very quick historical perspective on this condition. It's something we take for granted nowadays in modern clinical practice, but we think about adrenal incidentaloma, it's actually a relatively recent phenomenon. It wasn't until abdominal CT scanning became widespread and the introduction of those scanners was mid-70s, the actual invention of the term incidentaloma was by an endocrine surgeon, Dr. Glenn Gielhood of George Washington University, at a 1982 meeting of the AAES, the American Association of Endocrine Surgeons. And he coined the term as something of a little play on words, almost a joke, to belittle it and to show that these things, most of the time, you don't have to worry about. But the term actually kind of got appropriated and has taken off, and now we have incidentalomas of almost every organ that can be radiologically studied. So it's something that did arise and come about from the adrenal gland, but now is widespread throughout medicine. And a great thing, if you read Glenn Gielhood's original paper in 1982 about adrenal incidentaloma, he urged us, even in 1982, to exercise caution when dealing with these, in that he expected that as more and more CT scans would come about, we would be getting more and more of these adrenal incidentalomas, and that we would end up operating on a lot of people who probably did not need an operation. And he said, surgeons do have to exercise some caution when dealing with these, otherwise, and he used a very poetic phrase, he said, otherwise we'll end up operating on shadows. And that, I think, is still applicable today.